Fair Enough by Kendall Crookston. I remember the day my 10th grade English teacher announced she had some exchange students' applications. Though I had never considered applying before, it felt right. I was thrilled to learn I would spend a year in Denmark. My ancestors had emigrated to Zion from Denmark well over a century ago. My new home was in Noxzof on the island of Lolland. Unfortunately, the nearest ward was several hours away. After 2 months in Denmark, however, I learned about a small group of saints who met closer to my home. To get there, I would have to ride a private railway. The train fare was around 40 crowns, nearly all my spending allowance for the week. It was Fast Sunday, and I scraped together all the money I had, about 43 Danish crowns. I figured it would be sufficient if I got the round-trip discount. There would not be any money left over for fast offering, but I felt the Lord would understand why. As the train moved away from the station, the conductor came by and said, 2 crowns. My fledgling Danish had to be mistaken. I knew the trip cost more than 2 crowns. Then offering him most of what I had, he took a bill and gave me change. The fare was only 2 crowns. I knew the Lord was watching out for me. In a little attic apartment above a store was a tiny room containing a group of elderly women. One of them smiled, motioned me inside, and knocked on an adjoining door. I was greeted into priesthood meeting. There were about 5 older brethren and 2 young missionaries. I couldn't understand much of what went on, but some hymns were familiar. There were tears as testimonies were shared. When I told the missionaries my train fare was only 2 crowns, they couldn't believe it. I soon discovered the return trip was also just 2 crowns. I realized I could pay my fast offering after all. Later, I learned that in celebration of the centennial of the train system, the fare had been reduced to 2 crowns for just that one day. That was the beginning of my church experiences in Denmark. I was ordained a priest there, and the first time I ever blessed the sacrament was in Danish. As my language improved, I even spoke in church. Eventually, I was called on a mission to Denmark. I attended church with those members again 4 years after my first visit. I watched as the man who ordained me a priest was sustained as president of the newly organized branch. In Denmark, I received spiritual depth, both as an exchange student and as a missionary. It began with my miraculous fast offering and a train ride to church one bright Sunday morning. End of the article, Fair Enough, by Kendall Crookston.
Of all things.